The hunt goes on for several gunmen who carried out yesterday afternoon's attack. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 122 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead 201 points, and the S&P 44 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet, comfortable day before the next storm system arrives. So for today, I think we'll see a decent amount of sunshine, a little warmer, high temperature up to about 77, low tonight 57. Tomorrow, Friday, dry through the morning hours. Risk of showers begins in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday night and through the overnight hours until Saturday morning. Risk of locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather threat. The rain clears out by noon on Saturday. Back to cool sunshine on Sunday with a high in the low 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama lawmakers passed the Choose Act school voucher program Wednesday night. The Choose Act provides state funds to eligible families for private school tuition, tutoring, or transfer fees to move to another public school. Governor Kay Ivey is scheduled to sign the bill into law today. Former Elmore County Sheriff's Deputy Blake Hicks pleaded guilty this week to depriving an arrestee of his civil rights. Hicks used excessive force by punching and kicking a handcuffed person he arrested in March of 2022. Hicks faces up to 10 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for June 24th. Alabama lawmakers began final debate Wednesday on legislation shielding in vitro fertilization providers from the fallout of a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. The measure would protect providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's that time of the year again. Time to beat the heat and keep those pesky insects out of your outdoor living space. Just Blinds in Prattville, with over 35 years of experience, is ready to show you a better way. Keep the heat out, the bugs too, and cool your outdoor space by up to 10 degrees. Whether it's screen shades for your boat dock, sun shades for your outdoor kitchen, Just Blinds literally has you covered. All designed and installed to your satisfaction, and everything can be easily motorized for super convenience. Visit GoJustBlinds.com to get started.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll get right out to your calls in un momento. But I wanted to get to that, Allison's thoughts on the election. We've been kind of touting that for a couple of halves of the show. Which one? The 6th Congressional District. You were very heavily invested in that race, I would say. At least emotionally. You were hoping for upsets. Kind of make a change. Do the whole nine yards. A lot of people, it's happening.
You know, so Gary Palmer is our congressman, and the thing is, he's not a bad person. He's not a terrible
and y'all know
congressman.
That.
Mm-hmm. He did correct me one time in front of a bunch of people because I said Niger, and he said, "Oh, you mean Niger?" Ooh. And that's when I was like, "Oh, dude, it's on, it's on."
No, I don't mean it's Niger.
It's Niger. We're in Alabama. You're not in Washington D.C.
It's but probably Niger and Niger.
I've never heard anybody say Niger. Mm-hmm. Except Gary Palmer had to call me out in front of like 150 people. Anyway, he started out so strong, but as of late, actually, if you look at some of his scoring, his votes on Ukraine and the vaccine have just gotten less and less conservative. He also said he was going to only serve 5 terms and then said God told him to serve more. And, you know, so he went back on his term limit pledge. And I honestly haven't seen the results in District 6, Shelby County.
I don't know about Shelby County, but overall the district I think was possibly 1 point better than Trump statewide, or exactly the same, like 83% or something.
Well, no, I'm talking about like I'm not one for pet projects or bringing home the bacon, but I haven't seen what he's done a ton for Shelby County, where I am either. So I was kind of ready for some new blood, some new energy, I think, and I was hopeful. But that did not happen. Jerick Wilkins, I think, maybe got 10%. Ken McFeeters maybe got 6%. Gary ran off with like 83% of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's not a bad congressman. He's really not. When you compare, I would say even compare to a few more around Alabama.
Right.
But I did learn a lot. I learned you will never beat the swamp. I just don't think.
You got 83% in Shelby County.
I just do not think that you can beat the machine. because they will at all costs. I mean, Gary spent, I'm thinking, close to $2 million.
Really?
Was spent. It's not out yet, but I'm thinking $2 million. Now,
they should have saved some money.
They, well, did you see how many billboards and all the commercials and things? So obviously, you know, he was being forced to respond to some of the things that were being brought against him. And I think that's good. I think it's good for our elected officials to have challengers, to make them have to answer to the people. And if he wasn't a little nervous, I don't know if he would have spent $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned that Alabama voters are so superficial and such low information voters that it is really, really hard. Now, could someone, maybe another, someone that had more name ID that had been in the system, mm-hmm. I call it the system, the machine, yes. But if you're an outsider, you can't beat it. You cannot, the DC will protect their own because they know what they're dealing with. They don't want to take on the chance of getting someone else in there that they don't have a handle on.
Right.
And so if you look at all the congressional races where there were challengers to the incumbent, the numbers are about the same because the swamp is going to protect their own. And I don't know. I just was really disappointed because I feel like Alabama, whether it's local races, let me finish that thought. We just, if you aren't a shiny, polished, I would say if you aren't, we're just superficial. Do you agree with that?
We, as people, and I think it's the power of video. It goes back to the old JFK-Nixon debate, and that the one that was the first televised presidential debate, and everyone who watched it on television liked JFK. Everyone who listened to it on the radio or read the transcript thought that Nixon
did better.
He made the points. He made the arguments. It's what we say we're for when we answer a question. It's, you know, we always say, I'm going to look into it, and I care about the issues. But no, the visual nature makes a huge difference. And who we see. We don't even have to see them in person. We see them on television with the ads, and we become comfortable with that. There's a celebrity status to having all these ads, and ads and money win.
And I guess when I think about superficial, I think of looks for sure, but also just, you know, did I see a sign? Oh, I passed one of their signs. Okay, well, that sign was here and I trust that, so I'm just going to vote for him. Well, there were several races where I just was disappointed.
Right.
Of like, we didn't really look into this.
Right.
But
you think about it, even in six, or any of these other ones, all the candidates say basically the same things.
You know who didn't?
Who?
Ken McFeeters, who was, okay, so Gary Palmer, Jerick Wilkins, mm-hmm. Ken McFeeters. Mm-hmm. Ken McFeeters had no money.
Right.
No campaign staff, no one.
Mm-hmm.
And he got almost as many votes as Jerick, who spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. But it's because he was different. And that's the key. You can't, people aren't going to go from vanilla Gary Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
To
who they're not mad at. That's the thing.
They're not angry with them.
And if I had been a consultant, and I'm not, one of the things that's hard to get people to do when they want to run for office is, and I'll ask this question, and I'm giving some of my secrets away to the listeners, but I don't plan on doing a lot of political consulting anymore. Give me, why should I fire the incumbent?
Yeah.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
and are you willing to tell people why they should be fired? And you can't win. You can't beat an incumbent by saying, I'm nicer than they are. I'll vote like them, but I'm smarter than they are. We're almost the same, but I'm the new person. That's just not going to work.
It's not going to work. And I guess I learned that not everybody thinks like me.
Right.
It's weird because I would have fired Gary Palmer. Like if I had the choice, I would fire him because his now he's gotten better. You know, it's funny. As soon as he realized he had a challenger, he started voting better. He's voting against this omnibus bill that is about to hit the House. I mean, and I don't know if he would have done that months ago. Mm-hmm. He started voting against Ukraine, but his vaccine and just some of his votes, I would have fired Gary Palmer. Mm-hmm. But not everybody thinks like me. And I realize that our district is maybe not as fired up about him going back on his term limit promise. I would have never made the promise because unless everybody else is playing by the same rules, you're setting yourself up to actually be in the position that he's in right now.
Right. Well, 10 years seems like a long time when you're starting, not after
and
you've
it's
been.
Just
10
not.
Years is quick. Here's the other thing about Palmer is that the way I read it, I think he has come to the conclusion that it's going to take more drastic measures to try to fix the country than probably what he thought when it started.
Well, and in his defense, along those lines, the country is in a very different spot than it was when we elected him 10 years ago. You know, like
now, many of us said we're headed this way. We said we're over the edge. We're going. We're the Pat Buchanan people. We're committing suicide as a republic, suicide of a superpower or whatever.
But some have to be dangling before they believe it, you know?
Yes, and that was the thing. We can just think about it. If we'll just discuss it, the right ideas.
A white paper about it.
But now I think more of our leaders are realizing, oh, my.
Yeah.
It's going to take something drastic. I mean, look how many of them who now... see that, yeah, we probably need Donald Trump.
The numbers, have you seen the Electoral College and the delegates count? I'll have to look it up. It's astounding.
Let me ask you a question on that. I should know the answer, but I don't know the answer. You don't know because you didn't go vote, you slacker. Shame.
Stop. Listen,
shame.
I literally could not
don't
sleep.
Don't you have
aren't you a
grassroots activist
yes.
who started a... Started a group
yes.
that cares about... Why are you even complaining about
and
this congressional
I
race?
I am a hypocrite who deserves the worst. Trust me.
All right, I'll tell you what was on it. And all y'all who are listening...
And sunny, as opposed to the Republic.
Where were the delegate elections? You remember 4 years ago?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm going to be a Trump delegate. No, I'm going to be a Cruz delegate. No, I'm going to, who's running for Trump delegate and who's running against so-and-so? Those weren't on my ballot. I didn't get, Sky, did you have a delegate thing this time?
No, we did not.
Where were they?
Oh, wait. Oh, well, those come in November.
Is it the November election?
I think so, because they don't.
No,
because they go
in. It's a Republican.
Yeah, you're right.
Where were they?
Oh, I know.
Did we change the way we're doing
it? We changed the way we did it. The party changed it.
The party's picking them?
The state executive committee for the Republican Party...
Is going to pick them?
Is going to pick them. They changed it this year.
So they're picking me and you?
No, we're not in the crowd. Especially after this
segment. Speak for yourself.
Scott Beeson, you don't even want to be in the crowd.
No.
Yes.
I'm a woman. I just want to be asked.
Well, you...
So I can say no.
Hold on a second.
Look at Scott. He's like, he said that. Dump that.
What?
You have to apply to be... I need to look into that, but it did change this year. Because I think that's like in...
Well, it's embarrassing if you're the elected official and you want to be a Trump delegate and you lose to Joe, who, you know, lives down the street over here. That's it hurts your feelings.
It does hurt your feelings.
So we need to change it and appoint only the important special people.
I'm not sure what the impetus was for that. But so what are your thoughts real quick? Like what was your takeaway from, you know, I will say I hope Gary Palmer is our congressman and will be. I don't know how long he'll stay in, but I am cheering him on. I will support him and I will gladly let him know how I feel and my thoughts. And hopefully he will listen to his constituents, you know, again. He's not a bad person. He's not a bad congressman. I just think...
You were just ready for a change.
I was just ready for a change. But apparently, the people of District 6 are not.
That's fair.
But what were your thoughts? What are your takeaways from District 6, Scott?
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised at how high the numbers were, but the whole time I thought Palmer would win without a runoff. And I did wonder why they were spending so much money. And that's why I thought, wait a minute, they're trying to spend this much money just to win without a runoff. I thought that was what was at risk, never losing the election.
Yeah. I actually think the Trump endorsement and I think the Trump commercial
made a huge difference
for him.
It was probably worth, I mean, even if it was worth 20 points, I mean, he still gets 63%.
Yeah.
Phew, that's rough. Lunchbox Bob's coming up. You don't want to miss that. And Randall as well. We'll be back.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News.
At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com.
Subscribe to our newsletter.
Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Leverage.
There it is. They're playing in
There you go.
Gravity.
Oh, welcome back to the program. No, we cannot tell that story. No, we cannot.
I've got tears. Okay. Right.
Welcome back in, everybody. Let's go out to Lunchbox. Lunchbox Bob, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience.
It's the third. One bay. And my goodness, people, 1 year and 1 day, and we've covered a lot of territory this morning. Number one, some housekeeping. Yes, absolutely. Lunchbox Bob will enjoy a celebratory libation with any honest man. I have my signature beverage, yes. However, there are moments where I will enjoy a hearty ale, a robust IPA, moonshine sharp and clear, whiskey that steals your breath away, and bourbon as smooth as Memphis blues. And don't even get me started on all the variety of sandwiches that go great with each. Now, let's think about this for a moment, because we've touched on some issues. And yes, reaching back into yesterday in Amy Beth's story, psychopaths are running around in our government. And indeed, even down here in Alabama. And, unfortunately, your average Alabama voter is still under the spell of the distraction. Fortunately, our listeners to this show know what's up. They know what's going on. They're staying informed. They tune in to Alabama Unfiltered, and they should be, if not already, subscribers to 1819 News. Indeed, let me tell you a little story. We're taking on water. It's bad. It's getting worse. The captain's gone ahead. He's walked into the wheelhouse. He knows what's happening. The dinner band, string quartet, very talented individuals. They've been given the word. They know what's coming. And in a false sense of nobility, they've decided to keep playing. Now, people haven't started to panic yet, but they don't know. Smart men are already organizing the lifeboats, because they're well aware that there's not enough room for everybody on board the vessel. And the water that's coming in is cold and unforgiving. Now, your average listener thinks I'm speaking of a vessel that went down off the North Atlantic of waters in 1912. However, your good Alabama Unfiltered listener knows that on a Conspiracy Thinker Thursday, I'm speaking about our economic and financial systems currently being abused today. When we live in an oligarchy where winners and losers are picked by corrupt and bought and paid for legislatures, smart men start organizing who's on their lifeboats. We don't take it personally. We don't get angry. We don't abandon hope and despair. We look into the dark night and we observe the stormy waters, and we know that at these times, sober thinking is needed. And that's why, as we organize our lifeboats, we all drink coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Very good, Elias Box. Hey, here's the good thing about the organizing the lifeboats. At least we don't have to put women and children first anymore.
Yeah.
How many feminists do you think there are on the Titanic?
How many times on the show have I said, up with the patriarchy? Mm-hmm. And I expect that on the lifeboat.
You deserve it, actually.
Yeah, I need you to have music playing.
The girl with the feminist, I'm a fierce feminist shirt. She is not making it on the lifeboat.
No, you throw her in the water.
I'm going to elbow her.
Yeah. Boom. You say, good luck.
Be just
you
want
to
like
do it on your own?
Just
good
like
luck.
A ball game. I'm blocking her out.
But not me. I'm leaving here and going to the grocery store, and I'm going to cook dinner barefoot. You saved me.
And not pregnant.
No.
You announced that earlier.
Just okay. Mike Tyson is fighting.
It's just a Mike Tyson fight. That's the big thing. Let's go to Kathy, then to Randall. Kathy, welcome to the program.
If I had been in that district, I would have voted against Gary Palmer, but unfortunately, I'm not in that district.
What district are you in, Kathy?
I'm in District 7.
Oh.
I don't really ever have much of a choice.
Well, you're keeping the incumbent, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, on the old thrills. But, I know I'm a weirdo, but I despise with every fiber of my being political commercials. And if I don't know any different, the person that has the most commercials, I will vote against him. The minute I heard Sarah Stewart kept every break, she had a commercial. Before I knew anything about her, I said, I'm not voting for her because she's got too many commercials. She's got to be bought and paid for by somebody. And then, of course, I found out she was. But I just can't stand them. And I really can't stand the ones like with the Jerry, is it Jerry Carl? That
Jerry Carl.
Barry Moore, because when you lie like that to get elected, I can't, what can you expect from the way they're going to start? So I'm so glad he lost. But Katie Britt, I will never, ever like her because of her commercials. I just hate those commercials. And I mute them as soon as I can. But I just don't like commercials, period. But I just particularly despise political commercials. So I don't understand how that influences people. But of course, I'm not going to necessarily, I am going to do my homework. And most of the time, the people that I vote for don't have a lot of commercials anyway. But
right.
Because I always vote for the ones that actually have substance, which usually they lose, but sometimes they don't. So
Kathy votes for losers.
She and I both. So, Kathy, is it because... Go ahead.
I said my husband won his race, so I was happy about that.
Oh, congratulations.
What race?
Was he running for?
What was he running for?
Constable.
Ah! Boy, he'll be popular, the paper deliverer.
Yeah, well, he's been constable, but he actually had opposition this time, which was kind of weird. But anyway, he won, so...
Good. Congrats.
Kathy, real quick, is it that you feel like it's patronizing, like it's kind of like annoying to hear it, or is it that you just assume that they are
over and over and over? But when they have that much money for those races, I do feel like they've been bought and paid for.
Yeah.
Good point. Kathy, thank you very much. Randall is up on the other side. You definitely do not want to miss that. We'll be back.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet, comfortable day before the next storm system arrives. So for today, I think we'll see a decent amount of sunshine, a little warmer, high temperature up to about 77, low tonight 57. Tomorrow, Friday, dry through the morning hours. Risk of showers begins in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday night and through the overnight hours until Saturday morning. Risk of locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather threat. The rain clears out by noon on Saturday. Back to cool sunshine on Sunday with a high in the low 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program today, everybody. Tomorrow, we're going to, tomorrow may be rough.
It's not going to be a fun Friday.
Because we'll bring up some issues tomorrow during the day that'll probably make some people angry. I had kind of gotten to the point where I'm just going to report on it, and this is what happened, and be done. But the propaganda machines out of Montgomery are acting very Washingtonian.
That's a good word.
And very swampy. I'm just like, really? Okay, we'll take on.
They're straight up lying.
They should just be quiet. But they can't because they know they have to spin, and they're spinning super hard. So we'll probably have that tomorrow. We just don't have enough time today. Yeah. And then if you call and it just is just weighing you down, look, we'll pick you back up again on Monday. We just don't do shows the way regular radio hosts do.
I think Sky would say we haven't from the beginning, so why start now?
Yeah. What?
I mean, every other day you run off your entire audience, and then you hope they come back, and then you run them off again. I've always said it's my spiritual gift is hacking people off. I think it was one of the fruits of the spirit that got, what do they always say? What do the leftists always say? Oh, there's all these parts of the Bible that they just took out because they don't like them. That was one. Peace, you know, patience, kindness.
The hacker offer?
Yeah, hacking people off. Clearly a friend of the spirit. It's a gift. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience. I hope you are well, and happy Thursday to you.
Man, Stephen, happy anniversary to y'all, man.
Thank you, Randall.
Yesterday, what's going on. And, man, I don't know what to start. I do want to get to the gas stuff, but like I got to say this, man. A couple of Fridays ago was when my daughter, my first grandchild, you know what I mean? My other grandchild was due that we had, you know, mm-hmm. these circumstances.
Yep.
And my grandmama had a stroke that day, went into the hospital. Yesterday, my youngest son, which they had lost one before, and when she had got like 3 months, she was 3 months and lost one. And then yesterday, their baby was being born, the one that made it out, our first grandchild to make it out, my grandmama quit breathing for the first time. At the same time, man, that's crazy. And then, so she probably won't make it through the day, but, like, that's life. Like, she grandmama, like, you know what I mean, made a staple on both of them days. Like, and me and my grandma are real close, though. Like,
oh, Randall, crazy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, because she's funny now, because, one night, you know, we went the past 2 weeks, been a little rough for her, so one night, because this is about Sky, one night, I was, you know, it was rough for her, and I was like, man, I really didn't think she's going to make it next day, so I got there next morning, I leaned over, I was like, Grandma, quit fighting, let's go on, see with your husband. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, God, why are you gonna let this woman go on? I mean, at that time, Sky's wife had a little setback. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what I mean? This woman's gonna live her life. She's 94 years old. Let her go. You know what I mean? Like, why are you gonna get this, you know, the Sky wife? And that but now she's about to pass on. Maybe Sky wife will come on and be another staple, man. Like, I'm thinking about you, Sky, all in good time. And, like, on the, On the gas, y'all, we basically go to war with Iran. And when they're doing this, that's why they want y'all pump y'all up about these prices. They actually, the Red Sea, the Houthis are backed by the Iranians, and they killed three people yesterday. They do things in threes, which is crazy. You know what I am about that. And the U.S. official that's reporting all this, he won't identify himself. So he's being all, like, incognito, running these reports at the flagpole. They cut three data cables, one of them going to Dubai. That's big time. They done that the other week. They sunk that first ship 4 days ago, and then they sunk another one yesterday and killed three people. And they cut three data cables, and then they only was supposed to be messing with three. They was only messing with three countries, United Kingdom, United States, and Israel. But now they done moved out to the Gulf of Aden. They done moved in more. They taking over the Gulf of Aden now, and the people they killed, they were Liberians. And now you talk about this the International Transport Workers Federation, which has got something to do with us too over here by the southern border. They involved wanting people to stand up. Look, our goods are going up in price because we had to go a whole extra week around South Africa. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks to pay one boat on. So our gas is going up, our stuff, everything, and they're taking some of these tanker trucks. And they taking them over and supposedly taking them over. And we have shot down 21 of their drones now and with our missiles. But we're about to, y'all, they want us to pump it up, like to get us mad about the gas, get us mad about prices. And if it's a point here, this is where the problem is. And then we're going to say, go get them. And this is when.
I see what you're saying now. They're going to get us all worked up.
And we're going to say, hey, let's go take the Red Sea back and we'll get our prices back down. And we're going to war with Iran, folks. That's what we're going to do. Y'all, you're bugging around because that's what's coming. And Allison, you hit on something. You said that they're not going to let their own people, you know, they protect their own. And you're talking about Congress and stuff. Do you really think these same folks that you're talking about would let a president take over? Like, you it's the same. And he knew it. Y'all can't say he didn't know and that he knows now because he says it on public TV in 1988 talking to Oprah Winfrey. He tells the same crap we're going through now. He said, when it gets bad enough, I'll come. And, like, he knows. Like, he knew. He knows what he was dealing with, y'all. He's had decades and decades of plan to not slip up. And you go watch that video. If y'all don't think that this is all that he knows now, that other was learning for him, it wasn't.
So are you saying that Donald Trump is on the side of the swamp, Randall?
Yes, sir. And everything you come to, and I don't know if he can help it. It's just as much as that we think that, because they don't. His daddy is really what got him involved, got him like that, because he was building houses for our military coming back and poisoning our military when they got here, got him cancer and all kind of stuff. And see, he was building all the houses on bases, and you don't ever hear him talk about that, man. And the reason, because he protected. And they ain't, it's too much points against them. Everything that we come up with, I beat it down. All right.
We're gonna dig in that on another day, Randall. When we have more time.
I gotta say this one thing, but all right. Y'all gotta quit. About the colleges, these are our people. If we're gonna make a stand about money leaving, we need to make a stand about that stupid climate change money. We need to make a stand about the money going to Ukraine. We got us fighting about these $30 million, and we got.
Well, that's Alabama money though. Is the $30 million?
Yeah, I got you. I understand. But we need to make a stand on that too, though. I understand. I'm ready with you, brother.
You got you, brother.
Let's go.
Ready. Let's go, Randall. Thank you, buddy. All right, we got Damon's a first time caller. Do we have time, Damon? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. It's a wonderful day.
It is.
I keep hearing this term oligarchy, and I was just wondering what it means, and do you agree with it?
Yeah, I mean, in the general sense, oligarchy is a monarchy is one king, you know, king and a queen, and you got the court, and so the one guy is totally in charge. Oligarchy is like you've got a group of people who are the king. Maybe it's 8 or 10 people, and I think the way Clark was using it, I think it makes a good point. Is that we have a group of people that run the country. Maybe he would say the Zuckerbergs, the Bill Gates, the Soroses, maybe the Warren Buffetts, the elite of the elites that are calling the shots, and they're using our system to do it. Now, they may have to buy off the senators, but the senators and the House members are doing their bidding. And that's how the World Economic Forum is ruling all these countries, is that they have their people in leadership roles, and so they're not actually casting the votes, but their people are doing their bidding, and a small group of people ruling is an oligarchy. I'll carry you over if you want me to, Damon.
I think that's all I have, Scott, but thank you. I'm a big fan.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Damon.
Roger will be up next. We'll be back.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up and until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
In everybody, godly, not a lot of time. This is one of Allison's favorite topics. Roger wants to talk about Allison. Roger, welcome to the program.
Doesn't she lose her right to complain about politics if you're plodding around the beach laying in the sand?
She can't just use that excuse that her vote would not have mattered, can she, Roger?
That is absolutely not the case, and she knows it. She's just justifying it in between her ears to lessen the guilt and the pain.
Roger, you're absolutely correct. And he's still looking for the for shame. Trust me, I have so much guilt. I couldn't sleep on Tuesday night. It's almost as if I didn't take the grocery cart back to the little place you park it. It's that kind of guilt. But
that's the way wealthy people do. Can you tell us some more stories about being wealthy and having a beach house?
And it is. It's look.
Just make us feel better. We can't be there. We're slaving away. And there you are.
Hey, look, Roger, in her defense, which I do not do very often, she is very consistent about up with the patriarchy so she can go do what she wants.
Absolutely. If I had a husband at the house paying all the bills, I would be up for the patriarchy too.
Look, this is just like the whole biscuit debate. This is what Scott will call me and say, do you want a biscuit? And most, 95% of the time, I say no. But, like, I just want the option. And so, you know, it's just, like, depends on the day if I feel guilty about not voting or not. I just want that option, Roger. What's wrong with that?
Don't tell stories. You said you were baiting a crab pot. Is that the same thing as a crab trap?
Oh, yeah, a crab trap. You know, where you put the chicken necks in it? Yeah, sorry.
Did you bait crab traps while you were there? You didn't bait the crab trap, did you?
I mean, I don't like touching the chicken. I didn't do it myself.
Oh, you pay people to bait the crab trap? Get that same thing as going to the grocery store buying crabs?
Yeah.
Tell us some rich people stories. That's really how y'all live.
Oh.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate you, buddy.
He may have had something.
No, he said, just keep telling us rich people stories. And now, the only thing I'll disagree with Roger, he says, tell us how y'all live. Y'all, I think he was talking about you.
Yeah, Gardendale does
not
count.
You and Amy Beth. No, I would have to do the, mess with the chicken.
Now, we don't eat the crabs.
Y'all don't even eat the crabs?
We just pull it up out of the water and we look at them and we're like, oh, they're so cute. Yeah, and you're like, oh my gosh, we got two.
And then you don't even get them out and boil them or try?
And then you just put them back in. Now, I did find out that Jared boiled some a few years ago without me knowing.
Uh-huh.
And I just found that out. But no, I can't, because they scream, you know, which I really don't think they
try
scream.
To get out.
I think it's the air leaving there. Why do they make that noise?
Well, they're trying to get out of the hot water, and there's probably profanities.
I don't think
little crab profanities.
I think it's the air coming out of their shells or something.
They're probably screaming in pain.
I think they're like, yeah!
Probably. A little bit of both.
Man, I'd like
we got time
to go
for both of these. Let's see how fast can we do these? Charles the First of Dewany, then Sam from Pike County. Charles the First, we got seconds.
Okay, went and saw a movie, saw a preview. It's called Civil War. It's coming out in the summer, and it's got two states that have left the United States, and they're being bombed by jets and everything. And the family that's like Amish in the middle of it. At the very end of this trailer, the soldier points the gun at him and says, which ideology are you with? Because they don't even know what's going on. And that's where it stops. And it stars Kristen Dunst, or whatever her name is. Dunst.
Huh.
Kind of shocked me.
Or Dunst.
Gosh, she's got to be old
is
now.
That the movie? I think they want to have California and Texas both leave together or something?
Yeah.
That's like the dumbest premise ever.
Yeah, I know. But it's real realistic as far as the people getting shot in the buildings and also this little family, whatever they are, that doesn't know, suddenly confronted, and they don't even know what to say.
Have you seen the National
Thanks,
Guard
Charles,
in the New
you.
York subways with the machine guns?
Really?
Oh, my
Probably
gosh. We've got to talk about that tomorrow.
Deploy the police today. Deploy the troops tomorrow.
Sam from Pike County, we'll have to talk to you tomorrow. Y'all don't want to miss it. It's going to be a big day. Allison, Mike.